Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. She takes that clarity and helps women grow their business by implementing the unique path that their soul is guiding them towards. So welcome, Judith.
Thanks, Adrienne. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So what kind of got you started? Because, I mean, you have from what I understand, you have kind of more of a marketing background, which is great. But what kind of got you started more on a spiritual journey and wanting to help people do business, but in a more spiritually minded way?
You know, I wish I'm going to copy you and take off my glasses. I wish there was like some big story, but it's been a really gentle journey. I found that when I was doing my marketing, when we had a marketing business and doing marketing, I just kept feeling like there's more to do. And it was too simple for me to do marketing for people and started looking, and just, it coincided with me having children. It coincided with me looking for other answers, beautiful mentors along the way. You were one of them. And I found that over time, as my intuition grew and the way that I was started to see the world, I kind of found my place. Like, I figured out that where my gifts take me is seeing the vision of people and holding their highest potential. And that often can seem chaotic. And what I'm seeing now is just so much fun because of all of the energies that are coming in. So I guess it wasn't like a big simple crash trauma in my life or like a big devastation. It's been a gentle journey. And
gentle's the way to go.
The interesting thing about gentle journeys, though, is that as you're on the journey, you're confused because you're looking for a place. And I kind of feel like I found my place. I'm solid where I am.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people who are, you know, looking for their path in life right now. And it's interesting because I think that we all are born with a soul blueprint. We all have like a sense of who we are inside of us. We have these natural gifts and talents and desires, you know, but what do you think causes us to get so off track that we act like we don't know who we are or what we're here for? Like, what have you found in working with people that is sort of the offshoot that causes us? It's such a primary part of the essence of who we are, but yet somehow it's what most people I know are still trying to figure out for themselves. What causes that gap?
It's a good question. I would say there's probably a couple of things, but the things that I see most in people in terms of the gaps is one, when all the things that you grow up with in your youth teach you who the world sees you to be and not really who you really are inside. And there's always that disconnect between who you really are inside and then who the world keeps telling you, parents, society, schools. And we get lost. I think we get lost from our internal selves. Our soul selves get lost inside of our human physical world, going to school self, living life self. And then I think we get off course because we forget how to really see and believe. I think, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm like, oh yeah, for me, I was probably really intuitive as a kid and didn't know it and didn't have connections to intuitive stuff and didn't have exposure to know how. And it's not like I see visions or hear voices. It's very subtle. But I think we all just don't have enough of the tools that I think are now available to us to know how to stay in alignment with our souls. And we just...
And maybe kind of early on too. And I imagine sometimes, you know, just from the work I've done with people, that a lot of times I feel like the family we're born into and the location in the world we're born into is somewhat sometimes kind of karmic, like we're meant to come in. And I find a lot of times we're born into situations that can be almost the opposite of who we are,
which gives us that action reaction to basically at some point remember who we are and then go forward from that point, you know? And I find that having known you for years and worked with you, and you've been instrumental in my business personally, that you do a very good job holding a higher vision. I would say that, you know, in the indigo spectrum of things, you might hold a bit more of that diamond, you know, indigo child energy, where you really do see the precision, you see the higher vision. There's a lot of beauty to your energy field. It's very gifted and clear in that way. But when you hold a vision for somebody's soul, that's an amazing gift. Like, it's one thing to say, I'm going to hold a vision for feng shui in your house, or a vision for, you know, these things. But when you hold a vision for somebody's soul expression, that's huge. I mean, it's a real honor, actually, to be able to do that. How does it feel when you do that? Like, how do you feel when you're holding that energy with somebody?
It feels so natural, you know, like our own natural gifts are so natural. And since there's nothing to compare to, it was hard to find my path. I was very mental. I can still be incredibly mental and work through things that way. And so I could say, I'm going to help you with your highest potential, but explaining that to somebody else from a soul perspective was always difficult. What I love to do and what it feels like now is, it feels really expansive. It's always immensely clear. With a little bit of conversation with somebody, it's like, oh, I can see it, but it's not visually seen. There's a
so
knowing.
Let me clarify. So you think you're seeing it more from your higher self's viewpoint?
Oh, good questions.
Like it's not necessarily, yes. It sounds like your physical, like some people are visionaries where they just see it all play out before them. But it sounds like from what you're describing, you see it more from a higher self point of view, which I sort of like that idea, because I think the higher self is more, doesn't have as many agendas as our personality. It's more detached. It has a clearer vision of it. So it might even be a truer form seeing somebody's vision from the higher self.
Yeah, if it's had a place, level. It's definitely up here. It's higher up. I don't see it it doesn't sit in the same realm as the place where I can see of the things that you put on the table, of all the things you want to be doing. When people start talking about, well, I want to do this or this or this, or I have a dream about doing this, or my desire or outcome or whatever it is, those sit in a different realm. And there's something about what happens for me is I can see or perceive these things, and I can see the ways that they're connected to where you're going and know which one's more in alignment and know which one's up. And then there's something also that's kind of in another level down where I'm actually aware of the physical person's own issues.
That's my next question. Yeah.
There's something in the human manifestation that's between this, your desires, and that. And it's kind of like a byplay. How do we work all the channels to see which one's the most correct to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that is a big part of it, right? Because you can hold that, like you can see somebody from the outside looking in from your higher self's viewpoint of, this is a vision that would be so ideal for your life and your soul gifts and all that. And then their idea of themselves kind of has to match. And then the issues they're going to meet around allowing that to happen is a whole nother issue. Yeah. Yes. So how do you help people when they, I mean, all of us are going to hit blocks along our journey. I mean, all of us are human. All of us have, you know, insecurities that come up at times, or places where we don't believe or have faith or whatever. So, you know, how do you work with people when those do come up? Because they inevitably will.
Do you know what's really fascinating about that for me? I never see them in the current moment, not on the journey to the place they're going. And I think that's where part of the gift is. You know, we say hold the energy. There's some different languages, but for me, when somebody's having a hard time, I recognize they're having a hard time. And at the same time, if they're willing to hear it, I can give them the perspective shift where that thing is actually taking them where they want to go. And they can make a small shift, they can make a big shift, they can sit in that a while. And I'm happy to be with them for as long as it takes them to move through that thing, because I can always see how that place of challenge, hardship, misalignment, whatever we want to call it, is actually such an easy shift to seeing where they're actually going.
Right.
There's always a connection.
Yeah,
I don't lose that connection. And everyone I've ever seen, met, worked with, always makes that shift. Some people faster than others, but they'll always make it and move to the next. It's on their journey. It's just a path. It's like, oh, I stepped in a mud puddle. Was it a good thing or a bad thing? Well, neither, but you're still on the journey. You're
right. Getting close. So if somebody has a business and they come to you and they have an idea, what's some of the typical people that you work with? Like, what's some ideas of some of the clients you currently work with right now? What kind of businesses do they have?
I have people across the spectrum. So I have bricks and mortar. I currently work with somebody who has a dance studio. I work with somebody who has a full-on digital business. I have mostly highly intuitive women. Some of them are front-facing intuitive. That's part of their work. Some of them are intuitive, like dance studio doesn't come into play, but she runs her business from that place and is very interested in expanding herself that way. So it's all people I've worked with have already been on their journey a while. They know who they are and they're really trying to integrate their soul, their highest potential into their everyday life in this new world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so they come to you and what kind of support are they looking for? Like sometimes I think that when people are wanting to start a business or they have a vision for some creative expression in their life, they may not I find that most women entrepreneurs are kind of fiercely independent by nature. And so a lot of times they may not even know what kind of help or what it would be like to have somebody like you support them. So, if there were people out there wanting to do that, like it's even a jump for somebody to say, oh my God, I could have a support system like Judith, you know? So what is that like for somebody? What's your kind of offering?
So there's been a while where I was working with people who were really trying to get their feet under themselves when they were working on their business. And that part might come back up because I really enjoy people when they're committed and they're really trying to get things going. Now I keep feeling, I say this to the people who know me really well. When I put together my one-on-one mentorship work, which is what I exclusively do these days, I always listen for the energy tone of what are the engagements going to look like right now. And right now the engagements are really coming up around this energy of emergence that we're playing with. The engagements are nonlinear. It's very supportive. It's around business and it's around helping create a structure without creating old structures. It's how do we move? And for me, it's kind of easy. So sometimes it's really hard to say. I just work with what shows up and we then create things. But there's this new energy that's creating a sense for people of desire to create without the full clarity of what is, because the energies are so fresh and new. And so it could be innovative. We can think that it's innovative, but I think we're having completely new ways of, let's say, we have totally new intuitive healing gifts coming out for people. And then how do they share those?
Yeah.
Right? How do they share them? So, how do they make things clear?
Yeah. That's awesome. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back and go more into the energy of emergence. So hang in there with us.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Okay, so we're here with Judith Manriquez, who works with women in their entrepreneurial businesses, their visionary process, their heart's desires, helping to ground it into the world. And we were just talking about how there is a new energy of emergence that she's noticing in the business realm that sounds like it's really affecting all of us. And if you're, it sounds like you're kind of really working on the cutting edge of this energy as it's just coming in. So explain a little bit more about what you mean about this emergence energy and how it's relevant to all of us right now.
Yeah. You know, I almost want to answer it by asking you the question. So like, you're a highly intuitive person, and have you noticed shifts in your intuition or the way you're perceiving from the way you used to perceive, let's say a year or 2 years ago, maybe even three? I don't know. It's pretty fresh.
Yeah, no, I do think that the new earth frequencies that are coming in have been raising vibration. I feel a little bit more detached from the world as a whole. Not quite as engaged around this concept of having to fix or save the world, but more so a personal sense of what brings me joy and happiness and how can I do my work based on that frequency. So I feel more connected to my own inner presence versus something I got to go shift or change in the outer world. I've also noticed that my intuition just recently in the last couple months, I'd say, has also become much like a greater sense of clarity. And I know that even though I might be an intuitive in the work that I do, this type of clarity that's coming in is coming in more on a kind of from these higher galactic frequencies and these higher ascension frequencies and things like that. So I do feel like there is more light coming onto the planet, and anybody who is even like probably an inkling sort of in that ballpark of intuition and being comfortable with it, that their life path of what they thought they were doing and what they're actually here to do might be coming into greater alignment, what they're really here to do now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So you just described like higher vibrations that are coming in. And I've been following that too, but let's say you don't have context for understanding what higher vibrations are. So we'll just use a little more general language that can apply to everybody for me, but it's this idea that we all can agree that there's higher vibration energies hitting the earth, whether they're coming from photonic rays or wherever language you get. But those higher vibrations are going to cause all of us, the whole planet, to raise vibration. And those of us in the intuitive realm are already experiencing sort of the larger influx of people who are awakening, who need more services. The speed with which all of the intuitive metaphysical esoteric realms have come into mainstream, it's kind of astonishing. Mm-hmm. And there's a demand for it, right? So I think that that's an accepted norm. Now, when we talk about emergence energies, I think we've raised enough of the energy on the planet for a lot of us to where when those really high vibration energies come in, we actually have people receiving them in a new way and able to use them in a new way, where before we were just kind of denser, still trying to get ourselves out of the muck, kind of get awareness of ourselves. And so as these higher vibration energies come in and you've already cleared yourself enough, you can take them in and then do more with them. And it's not about awakening anymore, but it's about bringing in entirely unseen, unknown, new solutions, new directions, new possibilities that we thought were never going to happen. That's available to us now.
Yeah, you've got some, your higher self is sort of communicating with me a little bit around this as well, some of your angels, but, you know, trying to describe the difference between awakening and emergence. And so they're kind of showing the awakening is like a butter, like a little worm in a cocoon, and it's struggling and trying to get out, you know, an awakening kind of takes some effort on our part, you know, oh God, I got to look at that childhood issue, or I got to like deal with this relationship issue, or I got to change my diet, or I got to, you know, let go of my job or whatever. Right. So the awakening feels like there is a bit of a, sometimes kind of changes that have to occur, which sometimes can feel a bit like a struggle or kind of intimidating. The emergence energy feels like it's the butterfly that's sitting on top of the cocoon now, really ready to kind of fly and put its wings out. And it's still new. The wings are still new, but it's not the struggle anymore. It's more like the taking flight with the butterfly's grace that it was always meant to have. That's coming directly from your higher self and your angels, by the way.
There you have it. Now everyone can know it. It feels that way. It's really light and high vibration. And we have to stay in that high vibration to kind of keep, to stay with it and work with it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It's quite cool energy. So emergent energy. It does seem like, I think for anybody who maybe I would wonder, you know, has already kind of come to the planet with a, kind of a, like a higher vision in mind, you know, this will be affecting them specifically. Like some people, it depends on where you're at, maybe in your karmic journey of life. Some people, it's more about the survival. It's about certain soul lessons they're learning. And then some souls have just come, they've used their lifetimes wisely. They've gained their soul's wisdom. They really have known how to tap into these higher resources. And so at this lifetime, it feels like they're really ready to utilize all this energy coming on. And I think that's where you come in, because you're like a emergent sort of guide, in a sense, it sounds like, you know, because it seems like you're very gifted at being able to look at the energy that the intuitive universal energy that's coming in, which you're aware of, which a lot of people are not. They're just not. And then you're also aware of this person's soul and their higher vision and the higher vision that comes in from their higher self. And when you merge the two, it's like this incredibly just winning formula, like this you just unstoppable force when you breathe in. Because like, let's say somebody has a vision, but they don't realize the universal energy coming in, they might be missing out. They'll sense it and feel it, but they won't know what to do with it. And then people who feel the energy, but don't apply it towards how they can actually use it for the benefit of humanity, they're missing out too. So you and the mentorship work you do, it feels like you have one of those rare gifts that marries both of those things together, brings them both together in this divine union that makes it user-friendly. You're like the user-friendly manual for for anybody who is in the emergence phase right now.
Yes. And, you know, yes, all of that is correct. You've described what it feels like. And so let me bring it home to the people who are following and listening. It's when you think about it in real form. So let's say you're not super, super intuitive, because I do perceive, but I would say you're way more, can see way more than I do. Right. But the way it feels in our bodies when we're going through this emergence energy is almost like a nervous system trauma response without a reason for it. So what's happening is you have these brand new energies coming in, and there's this whole new realm opening up for you. And since we have no context for, it was like a butterfly getting ready to take off, that butterfly has no context for what it's like to fly. It's never flown before. It's never been in air. It's never. And so there's this feeling with these energies, and we have such a mental disconnect and then almost a body disconnect with that energy, because we only know the world like this. And yet the energies coming in are allowing us to move in this world like this in a completely different way. And so, and this is all sort of it's abstract kind of mental stuff. And yet when it shows up in people's businesses or it shows up in their work, it's tangible. It's like, I feel like I'm ready to quit this, but don't know what's next. I'm feeling stressed and I don't know why. I have dreams and it feels like it should be easier to get to, and I'm not sure how to make that jump. You know, there's some of these things where we want a plan or a path like we've been accustomed to, and the models and the systems and the way of doing things don't feel right, but we don't know what else. Like, those are some more concrete ways. I'm also really excited because if anybody follows like the Web3 and the DAOs and the NFTs and everything going on in that really, really cutting edge place right now, that's a full example of what's happening, that is emergence energies in practice, in a system playing out right now in a really big way. It was really exciting for me to realize, oh, that's a big example of how emergence energies are playing out in practice.
Yeah. So I have no idea what those three things are. So give me an idea of the three little integrums. You know, what is that? Yeah. Catch me up there.
So there's this, what's happening in the internet world right now, and I don't understand a lot. So please know I only understand it conceptually. We had first edition web, which was like back when websites were just like brochures where you could just go read them. And then the web moved to where we kind of have now, I see. And the where there's more interaction and we have social media and people are coming and going, and but it's still based on a thing. And then now the way that's getting developed, and this is conceptual, everyone will own a piece of it, and it's not going to be owned by people, groups like Facebook or like Google. Like, all of these multiple things are going to be owned collectively. And so it's really fascinating to me that it's not connected this way into one. It's like, it's a spider web of a connection where everyone will own something. And so this idea of unity consciousness is playing out here in systems now. And as the web goes, so will other structures. And they're showing us how to create non-centralized, fully community type structures that no one had envisioned before this.
Got it. Yeah. So I'd imagine that, you know, there's just a lot of new ideas sparking from the field of all possibilities and the field of potentiality and the quantum field, you know, that there's a lot of the souls, let's say indigo souls or souls that came in with a certain amount of enlightenment or consciousness, that there's like in the emergence energy, I'd imagine there's like a wake up button that just came on. You know what I mean? Yeah. So some of their visions or ideas or how to improve or help the earth sound like they are really going to start flooding in. Again, with all this light coming in, it will bring not only light that helps us in our DNA and our soul evolution and our physical body evolution, but it feels like it also helps us bringing in ideas that will better the planet, new infrastructures. Because you've mentioned that a couple of times, that the old system doesn't seem to be working as well, and there's a new system coming about that's going to start to awaken. Yeah. So, but before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to go a little bit deeper into how your work really kind of supports people in fulfilling their vision. But like you said, in that network of energy, how does that actually help the earth itself by in this emergence and how you help people? How do they contribute their vision to a bigger whole? So we'll be back in just a moment.
Consider follow through in five stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Right, welcome back. Okay, we are on with Judith Manriquez, and she is a visionary guide for others, mentors for others. She has a mentorship program. Judith, so if people wanted to get in touch with you to learn more about what you do, maybe look at your services because they too have a vision they would like to emerge in the world, how can they get in touch with you?
My website, judithmanriquez.com. And I'm also on Instagram. JUDITHMANRIQUEZ.com.
Yeah.
I'm also on Instagram. That's probably like the most common place for me to be. And I'm also on Substack. So you can find me on Substack if y'all are Substack, you know, fans.
Yeah, there's so many different platforms out now. Yeah, that are out there. Okay, so we were just talking about how that emergence energy is like a, you know, it feels like it's sort of a collective sort of energy, right? Like emergence is not just for one person. It's really... it's kind of an emergence for the earth. It's an emergence for humanity. It's an emergence kind of in its own sort of larger form. And then how it affects people individually can cause them to wake up to a higher life path, a higher purpose, a higher sense of love, self-respect, better decision-making process. Yeah, that kind of thing, right? And so because it is a bigger sort of like fluidic energy, right, for the earth itself. How do you feel like that is affecting, like the emergence energies are affecting the whole, and how an individual is affecting the whole when they come into their emergence?
That's a good question. So I was just kind of listening for that. So it's how does the individual affect the whole? I do feel it shifting the planet. But or the planet is shifting us, right? So the planet is already receiving and taking this in. So Earth herself is really taking this in and sharing it back with us. I think individually, I don't know, the way I predominantly see it is each of the individuals, I just think we're going to see over probably the next decade, a lot more people coming up with, I'm going to call it miracles almost, miracle solutions to situations that we didn't think would ever find answers.
Oh my God. Yes. I would be so, so grateful if we found some miracle solutions to so many of the world's problems actually right now. I could,
I think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see that. And you know, when you ask that question, I can also feel, you know, we say that there's people awakening. So there's people who are gaining greater awareness of the concept of compassion and love and seeing themselves as pieces of compassion and love, right? That's a simple higher consciousness. But we have people who are already moving in this realm, whether they came on the planet already moving at a higher vibration, or there are those of us who've been working our way to higher vibrations, right? But there's this feeling piece of that where we're merging, we're like bringing all of us up at the same time. Like the people who are waking up are going to have a, You know, we talk about the challenges, whether we have a recession or we have economic issues or we have war issues or we have earth stress. And we're going to see some of that. But the more of us that can bring ourselves up into higher frequencies, it doesn't mean to detach from the stuff going on, but to stay with the possibilities of what can happen. We're going to create the possibilities of what can happen. And that's going to happen fast. It feels like it's going to happen fast.
Yeah, I do agree. I think over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll see some really positive changes occur that have just been, kind of behind a veil almost, that are just all of a sudden going to be, you know, forefront. And it's definitely in perfect timing. You know, we're definitely at that cutting edge where, we could use a little bit of support right now from that emergence energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Well, it just makes me think like there's different solutions being shared now that are so different. Like in the old days, when we were doing businesses, you got to work hard and there's a path and you got to pay your price. And there's always been that sort of mindset, at least in the Western culture. Right. And now I'm hearing more and more people who are able to say, share, teach how to shortcut it, how it doesn't have to be hard, how with these simple three things, we can go from here to here quickly. And it's not in the same language of what I would call like scam artists, where promising you the world without having to do the work, where it's actually based on shifting your energy, facing your fears, and making different choices while seeing possibilities and holding them. You know, and it's moving faster. Like we're seeing possibilities and people teaching that there can be new possibilities and then showing us the way there. So I'm seeing more of those out in the field, whether they're on podcasts or people actually teaching this.
Well, one thing I find, just in having worked with you is that you not only are very aware of, let's say, higher kind of universal energies, that you're very sensitive to that and you know how to maybe sense it, feel it, and put word to it so that people just don't feel kind of crazy when it's happening. You know, it's very grounding. Second is that you're a visionary for that person's higher self. You're really listening to their higher self in terms of how to create the business or the experience that they're wanting to have. But the other thing it feels like you've also brought in that I think is pretty cool too, is that you do have a inner listening for maybe that person's guidance system, like maybe their tribes of light or maybe their human design work. And if people aren't aware of human design, they can go to humandesign.com. You can put in some birth information. It's sort of like getting an astrological chart, but it's based on a whole bunch of different systems all at once. And you can see a little bit how your energy flows. But Judith, you know, you've helped me out a lot just by looking at my human design so that I'm not my own kind of worst enemy. Sometimes knowing a little bit more about your human design or the guides that are working or the higher self message keeps us grounded. And it's acknowledging, like you said in the very beginning, that maybe some of these things weren't acknowledged to us as a child. And I find that you have this incredibly nurturing, loving energy that helps to, even for an inner child part of us that's in this world, that it's super soothing to be in your presence and to kind of learn about yourself while being on this business, maybe visionary journey with you. I have found there's been a lot of healing, even on kind of an inner child level and an acknowledgement of where you may be, you know, one of a very small handful, one of a few people who could actually acknowledge that energy. So I didn't feel crazy or I didn't feel made wrong or you know what I mean? And then I could actually learn. And if I relaxed enough, I learned how to use some of those gifts more for me instead of sabotaging them. Because I find a lot of people tend to sabotage themselves. So anything you want to say about that?
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. That's like, it's really helpful sometimes to hear it reflected from someone else. But yes, I do that. I think human design is a beautiful gift. Like I came across it. I'd been told by multiple people to take a look at human design. And I looked at it once and I was like, wait, this is way too complex. And about 2014, my soul guided me there. And I was like, all right, I'll pay attention. And then I tend to take the simplest pieces of it. And here's the reason I use it is so much of energy is loose, like it's just out there. And human design helps make it very practical to the human. I can see really quickly in the chart how you're designed to create and how you're designed to make decisions and then how you move in the world. And if people can line up with those things, and it's from a soul perspective, the way I think of human design, it's the way your soul came into into your body, and it gave you this clue about how to stay in alignment without having to get into a lot of the spiritual esoteric stuff. And if you can just follow this, you'll stay in alignment with your soul and universal creation. And so it's an easy map, like simple. And so that helps me to just feel for, oh, are you following how you're naturally designed to move? And then in terms of your physical world choices and dreams. Again, it goes back to what we talked about really early on. I don't see anybody in the middle of what they're going through as on doing something wrong or not on their path. They're always on their path and they're doing exactly what's correct for them. Even when it feels great, not great, and they feel like they're off course, they're always on course. So there's something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I'm going to give you an example because I find a lot of people, particularly high empaths, have this, and you're going to be working with people, women who are a little bit more designed towards being high empaths and highly intuitive, right? And so in the energy, I know for me personally, and this came up through human design, but you were able to research my chart because you do, when you choose to work with a client, you do look at their human design, you look it up, and then you're able to kind of reflect back to them as you go. You do take the time to kind of meditate and be present with them and their higher vision. This is not just an intellectual process for you. It's a very soulful and intuitive process that's very individual and unique for that individual. But I know for me, just even in my personal life, I have a tendency to sometimes, in my human design, I have an open emotional center. And so the good news is it gives me this incredible gift of being able to tune into people's emotions and do what I do, which is awesome. The downside is that if somebody is projecting towards me, I will take it on as if it's about me when it's not. And that is where my shortcoming is most of the time. Like I will just fall to my knees. I will sabotage myself. I will just, you know, think I've done something horribly wrong for weeks on end, try to make up for it. And it just wastes my time, my energy. And it really wasn't about me. So that's something that you've really taught me a lot. And it has helped my business immensely. Just even knowing that one thing has helped me immensely to be able to stay a bit more focused and have a better self-esteem, better self-love, better self-care. Just knowing that one thing that then helps my finances. Yeah. It helps my business. It helps my sleeping at night. It helps everything, right? When you just kind of have somebody reflect back that, no, you're not this thing this person is projecting, you just, you know what I mean? But I think in business, because business is so much like dealing with a family, because our biological family or adoptive family, however we're raised, when you go out into the world and you're working at a business, whether it's your business you're running and you have employees, or whether it's a business that you're cooperating with, or any kind of vision, nonprofit, whatever, you're gonna have to deal with people. And the minute you deal with people, that's gonna engage your nervous system to then have to start processing those family issues. So that was one thing I noticed in working with you uniquely, because I've worked with a lot of different business coaches and people, and that is a big deal. Yeah. So we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back. All right. You are on My Wild Magic with Adrienne. I am Adrienne Cobb. This is Transformation Talk Radio. And if you are interested in joining my meditation group that I do every Wednesday, you can go to mywildmagic.com, check out the Hearts on Fire weekly meditation I do. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. So Judith, we were just on a break and looking at the energy of creativity and how emergence really is a creative, it's a universal creative frequency, right? And a lot of times we have creativity, then we have chaos. So can you talk a little bit about what that means to you and how you kind of work with people, how you help them?
Okay, so this is a really cool thing. Really, emergence is creative energy, and creative energy by itself is this beautiful, we all know it. You get really excited, there's all the possibilities show up. And then when you're in business, you have all these possibilities show up, and then you wonder, okay, then how do I do it? And then you get into overwhelm, like, how do I get these ideas into form? And when creativity exists within chaos, chaos is, we use chaos as it's like just this turbulence, right? But in truth, chaos has order. And I've talked about this with my mentorship group. Everybody knows the sand dunes on a beach, right? When the wind is blowing sand in, it looks like chaos. But when the sand particles land without somebody directing them with the wind, when they land on the beach, there's order. Those dunes will form shapes. We have access to that same entire structure, organization, and it's very intuitive and it's very flowing and it doesn't have steps. It's nonlinear, but it's naturally, like, science has proven this, like it has a name and people talk about it, and it exists too within the natural kingdom too. They say that termites use the same sort of formation in terms of how they build their structures. So they don't have a plan, but every little piece of sand that lays down creates an order. And that's what we're doing right now without knowing how we're doing it. And that's what's going to be happening with the emergence energies. It's really interesting. We're going to be shifting our systems completely.
Yeah, that is fascinating. And so, you know, I'd imagine right now that for people who really do feel like there is a higher purpose for them and a higher purpose for being here, a higher vision for the earth, this is really their time. You know, their time to really come into alignment with that, and having, you know, maybe the systems that aren't really there yet to support that. It sounds like you are, again, kind of on the forefront of this new way of doing business. And so I think if anybody was out there that was wanting a new way of doing business, so I mean, the old way of business, how would you describe the old way?
structured. There's steps. There's a right way to do it.
Linear.
It's linear. It's incredibly linear. There's take one step to go to the next step. Be efficient and logical, which is just like the opposite of intuition. Make decisions from your mind, not your heart. Make decisions based on money, because you know the only way to make more money is to focus on how much money you have, and that's also not true. We actually have an exponential universe. I think those are
so kind of the really kind of then what you're describing about the old way of doing business, which I'm like the antithesis of that personally.
Yes, and just
I could
about
not
everybody
hold that down if I had to, actually, which is why I own my own business, right? But when you move forward then in emergence, it's the antithesis. It is sort of the opposite of that. So it sounds like what you're describing to me, it sounds like in terms of where we're going with emergence is more of like a quantum energy. Like anything is possible. It's quantum consciousness. It sounds like is really an aspect of your business then at its very foundation is the understanding of our quantum consciousness individually, and then how our quantum consciousness within us inspires the morphogenetic field, the quantum consciousness of the world around us.
Exactly.
Universes upon universes, actually.
And that's kind of how it works. And it's really this beautiful, interesting merger. So when I work with somebody, they have desires and dreams and don't spend a lot of time thinking about quantum energy or emergence energy, but the way that I hold everything somehow works so that I'm helping them expand in that way. So it is nonlinear. Each choice you make connects to the next best choice, even though it's not a step-by-step process. And the thing that you wanted to do when we started talking, even though we don't deal with it for 3 months, suddenly comes up to play in month four and happens. It's just this beautiful, it moves like nature moves. It blooms as it's supposed to bloom without us forcing anything or taking steps or working hard.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and it sounds like then really it just comes down to our beingness. Like it seems like in the natural scheme of things, the more we're in tune with our own innate beingness, not trying to do something to be something for the money, for another person, for the world, for acceptability, exactly. And we're just in our own natural beingness. So it sounds like really as a mentor, then you really help people to relax into their beingness instead of being super stressed. I got this business idea and I got to bring it forward and I got to do it. And what kind of website do I need? And what kind of marketing do I need? It sounds like you're way more into the beingness of that energy, letting the universe kind of meet that person where they're at and support them forward.
Exactly. That does happen. And
yeah,
and I'm still not able to let go of the physical world of not able.
Yeah, those
to.
Are all important.
Those things along, but they're not the leaders. We tend to lead with what website do we do, and let's lead with business.
You do beautiful.
Do the other
work.
Stuff lightly.
Yeah, like your marketing work, I have found to be not only beautiful, like exquisite and beautiful in the nature of what you create, and very much in perfection. Into that higher visionary capacity of what somebody would be drawn towards, but it vibrationally matches the person that you're working with too. So it is a beautiful blend of how you're able to do the technical aspects of what the team that you need in place and knowing the right people to be on your team and who's going to work in your human design field best, and then how to be in yourself so that you can allow all these gifts to work so that you're not struggling against yourself.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, most people, I do think, forget the beingness part in every single thing they do. It's kind of almost a little bit hard to teach, but it seems like the more acceptance or compassion you have with that person, beingness naturally feels safe to come out. And I know in working with you in your energy field, I have felt more like a sense of acceptance and allowing in a way that has allowed that for myself. And then the more my beingness comes out, the more my business just goes in these really positive directions that maybe I wouldn't have even considered or thought possible.
Yes. Yes. And that it's interesting, right? To help people grow their businesses. And then it's true, but I don't spend a lot of time. We don't spend as much time working on business as we do working on whatever else is going on in your life. Like that's reflections of your life and the growth and weaving that in somehow, because that's going to affect your business. So
yeah, definitely.
Very true. That's part of the beingness.
Right. Yeah. So it's a beautiful mix of energies. You know what I mean? Like it's rare, I think, to come across somebody like you that has the capacity to listen on a higher spiritual level without the dogma of spirituality, you know, and then to be able to truly unconditionally listen to a person's higher self, not because you're trying to control them or gain something from them, but literally just hold a space for their higher self unconditionally. That's a rare gift. And then to be able to blend it with helping that vision come into form is a whole nother gift.
Yes.
You know, that comes about. So it's a rare, a rare.
It's the funnest part. The bringing it into form for me is the funnest part.
Well, and so I think that in order to do what you do, you would really have to be kind of in your own emergence. And so how would people, we're coming to the end of the show here. So if somebody was to want to work with you and kind of bring their own energy, their own beingness into creative expression, what kind of program do you offer? What's the details of that?
Right now I do emergence mentoring. It's a 6-month program. So, and it is my sort of, my style is to be open, just like we've been talking about. I do like to have regular every other week meetings, and I am very supportive through audio contact or text if people prefer that. But it is a full, bespoke is the common word, but it's very personalized to each person based on where they come in and what they want to do and what they need to have happen. Whether it's going to be a lot more being work, or if it's going to be a lot more working work, or if it's going to be working with a team. But I just have the capacity to meet people when they're ready to be held and grow. And in this case, where they know they're growing and there isn't something that exists right now to help them. There isn't a system that feels good anywhere else, and they want to do it on their terms, then I support them through that. And that's a wobbly place to walk through, right?
So yeah, that's beautiful. And to have a guide, to have somebody who is as talented or skilled as you to kind of help, you know, bring that emergence into the world of somebody's higher. I mean, because our visions are precious to us. I mean, our whole soul goes into a vision that we want to contribute. It's very personal. It's very divine. It's very sacred. It connects to our tribes of light. It connects to so many very intimate and vulnerable aspects of us. And so to have somebody as honoring as you are is quite beautiful. So Judith, thank you so much for being on the show today. And thank you so much for the years of service that you have done, you know, your work with me as well. I wouldn't be where I am without your assistance. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful. This has been really good to do. I love talking about this. I love it.
You're emerging.
I am. I love the emergence energies. Every time I talk about it, there's more.
Exactly. Right. Okay. So onward and upward to an emergent world. Thank you so much for listening today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.